Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello,
conference.
Hello, and
system.
Welcome.
One
this
other party is in
SDF
this conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. 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 Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello, hello.
Yo. Hey, how's it going?
Nothing much. Just doing like circular simulation on computer, and it just feel like too cold.
What circuit are you simulating?
It's like bipolar junction transistor, so it's like amplifier circuit, but like it's for some school homework, so I'm taking analog circuit class.
Ah, that's cool. I always got so confused by transistors and diodes.
Yeah.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Or like even like a synthesizer, which we play a lot here in on our radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you ever done any streaming on here?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I did some streaming, like doing open mic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I didn't realize that this is all recorded. Like, so I could go back to, like, open mic sessions from years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty neat. Are you using any other, like, SDF services to do any of this circuit sim stuff, or is that just on your own machine?
Oh, it's just on my own computer. I'm just hoping come and start charging, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, very cool. I mean, coding on SDF's TSS-8 system. I don't know if you ever tried it, but it's there.
Yeah, I heard. I saw the announcement there.
I missed it. I'm slow. I'm like, this was so 3 years ago, but that's okay. I figure the system was out in like 69, so I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, but like, I'm not a very big fan of microcomputers. I'm like, I'm more of like a mainframe guy.
Well, this is technically neither. It's technically a mini computer. Kind of in between. Although, relative to a mainframe, it's obviously rather small.
Yeah.
Have you played with like the TwinX, the TOPS 20 stuff?
Yes, I was there like using Emacs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like old school. I don't know if it's up. I tried to get to it not too long ago, and I think I could actually get in. But maybe it's back. No, it doesn't seem to want to talk to me.
Yeah, I get to know SDF because I was like finding somewhere to experience Emacs on TOPS 20, and I found there and realized they have lots of Unix service.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So that's how you got into the shell side. That's neat.
Yeah.
How long have you been in SDF for?
5 years, I think.
Oh, that's cool. I find that like my participation comes and goes as over the years, depending on how much free time I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a circuit simulator project, which was originally on a TI calculator, and we have just like fixed a few issues. I mean, the whole project started like from 1999, but like I was
open VoIP.
Obviously, I wasn't even born when the project was started. But like I. So it's like the whole thing story is like the particular model of calculator has been discontinued, and like the author has run out of interest on it, and someday I just found an archived copy of software and like put like, and I found some like minor bugs that I fixed them and like put on GitHub, and also was like just discovered the changes I made, and he started to get interested again and like work with me on reviving the project. Actually, we have like get the thing running again, and we have a website now. Yeah, let me just post it in com in case people are interested.
And by the way, which calculator model is this? It's a TI. Is this like the 86 or is this a different one?
It's 89. Oh, it's just like it's like M80.
Okay.
No, it's like Motorola, like 68,000 series calculator.
Yeah.
Like any calculator runs on that chip. Yeah, but you probably gonna need like TI-89 titanium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for enough computing power to run that.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's also doing the work porting on the latest Inspire, but like I don't have an Inspire, so but I'm working on like making it on computer, like running in a open source case system.
Oh, is there like a simulator for that?
Yeah, it's like actually, it's kind of like rewriting from start. Like, I asked about also some questions about the algorithm he used and it making my own version of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Simulator, that's a neat name.
Yeah, I mean, it can solve a handful of like difficult exam problems.
Interesting.
Mm.
I'm just looking at the website now. It looks like it's got quite a lot on here. That's neat. I mean, when I was in school, I was using an HP 48. So I'm kind of like, you know, there's like the TI camp and there's the HP camp, and I was always on the HP side of things. So this is all very foreign to me, but it's quite interesting. Like, I think if I could get a simulator running, it would be interesting to try it.
Yes. I mean, I also get HP, the reverse polished language programmable calculator there. So yeah, I definitely know.
Yeah.
48
is it's kind of like the Emacs and Vim Holy War. It's like the TI versus the HP.
Yeah. But I get both, so.
Yeah, of course, it's fun to do. It's fun to do both, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I see there's a bunch of different simulators. Is there one that you recommend that you use with this?
There's TI Emule, which is a like very old one, but it requires like GTK2 if you use it on like Linux or Windows. I mean, if you get, you probably need to get the binary from like archive.org or something. But is like, if you use Android phone, I think there is a like more up to date app that runs on Android that emulates things well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an Android, so I could do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there is like a bunch of simulators there,
open
like
VoIP,
can written in JavaScript and can run directly in browser, but I'm I don't think, I mean, it probably needs some tweaks to get software loaded into the environment for mm-hmm. the web browser version. And I mean, I only know that it's possible, but I like, never done it. So.
Let's see. How do you transfer the simulator software to the TI, like a real TI-89?
Yeah. I mean, I have a real... I mean, I have a real TI-89 and a V200. So V200 is the like basically the same hardware, but with like QWERTY keyboard on it.
Oh. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's coming to an Inspire now, so if you... I mean, I'm not sure if you get Inspire.
Let's see, TI-89 Inspire. See how much that is versus
that. That's like $200. Nice. Probably cheaper than that, yeah.
That's not so bad. Yeah, no, I saw the V200, it was like $1,000 or something like that. So.
Yeah, like, probably not worth to gonna get it if you're not gonna use that calculator.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you buy it used, it's not so bad. I see some FreeBay stuff for like $80. That's mm-hmm. a little bit more reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm gonna do this. Terminator bolts.
With 68K, it'd be a pretty powerful processor. I mean, you could do a lot with that.
Yeah, a lot of good, fun games.
Yeah.
And if you know how to use the C compiler, you can probably program it a lot. I mean, I can program it.
Yeah,
but I only good for games, I think. Because you have to actually hack the operation system if you wanna do like some more useful math with like C programs in it, which is like I think is a some worst. I mean, pretty bad design there. I mean, for HP, it's really easy to program. You can even like write assembly right on the calculator.
Yeah. I wonder if they like intended it to be easier on the HP side, if like the TI folks just didn't really like want people to be doing that kind of direct programming.
I mean, there were like probably like there was like integrated development. I mean, I think they want to get people, like developers, pay for the signed apps, since like apps need to be signed on to be run on calculator. So oh, yeah. I think they were trying to make money on that.
I see.
Okay.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
lot of typing.
I'm sorry.
You tap like really fast there.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was in school, they forced me to take typing class, but I was already off the charts. They didn't have a worksheet that they could score me on.
Let's see. Yeah, looks the data is right. Let's see. Rename. Let me rename for 24. Desktop.
I think we're going to get booted off in the next
minutes.
So just thought I would say it was nice chatting with you before we get kicked off. Well, actually, I think we'll get to stay on forever if we want. But
we can continue to listen to like streams.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I will try to get streams on audio later. So, yeah. See you in camp.
Yeah, Graham, take care.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic, get on the mic, yo, 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 check it. Get on that mic, you are the DJ.